It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello and welcome to the show. Border Crossings is live and we are here in Studio 4 to keep you company for an hour. If you want to join us, please dial up 202-619-2077. That's our studio phone number. We'll take your request and dedication and we'll play it for you. It takes about 2 days, 2 to 3 days to get a request played on the show. Here's one for Binyalum. Binyalum in Nigeria. And this is Aerosmith. Walk This Way. Border Crossings.
Backstroking lover, always hiding beneath the covers. Still I talk to you, my daddy, I say. Said you ain't seen nothing till you're down on a mop, and then you're sure to be a change in your ways. I met a cheerleader, was a real young breed. All the times like a reminisce. All the best things to love him with a sister and a cousin. Only started with a little kiss like this.
Bands playing rock and roll music from Boston for a long, long time. Aerosmith. They are back together again after a short break from one another, and that's called Walk This Way. Binyalum in Nigeria requested that song. Steven Tyler was in a commercial during the Super Bowl, and his Aerosmith bandmate Joe Perry was also in an ad, but they were not the same ad, and they weren't appearing together as, you know, bandmates. They just kind of did their own thing in two separate ads, which was kind of interesting. And they've been doing this since the 1960s. End of the 60s is when Aerosmith actually formed in Boston. And Steven Tyler will turn 70 next month. Yeah, he's looking good. He looks really, really good for a guy his age, you know, and what he's been through, because he's been through drugs and rehab and alcohol and all kinds of problems over his lifespan. Now, speaking of birthdays, February 17th, is Ed Sheeran's 27th birthday. And Ed Sheeran has had a huge year. He was nominated for only 2 Grammys, and he won them both. And his album, Divide, was one of the most streamed albums of 2017. his song Shape of You, the most streamed song of 2017. We've got a request from Kuwait. Aziz Hussein wants me to play Ed Sheeran and Beyonce and a song that was number one for a few weeks. Now, I just read where Ed Sheeran banked $37 million, according to Forbes magazine so far. And he's spending it wisely. He's buying four houses on the same street in Suffolk, England, side by side by side. And apparently he's going to knock them all down and build a gigantic compound. And he's going to move his family into the compound. And one thing that Ed Sheeran loves to do is he loves to drink alcohol. I'm talking about, we all have to drink to survive, but he drinks alcohol. And he's going to build a pub in his house because he likes to drink that much. Here's Ed Sheeran, a song that was inspired by his fiance, Cherry Seaborn. This one's called Perfect on Border Crossings.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Well, I found a man stronger than anyone I know. Shares my dreams. I hope that someday we'll share our home. I found love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love, fighting against all odds. I know we'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand. Be your girl, you'll be my man. And I see my future in your eyes. Well, baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, while listening to our favorite song. When I saw you in that dress, looking so beautiful, I don't deserve this. Darling, you look perfect. Don't deserve it. You look
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
They are America. The sounds of three guys back in the 70s, Dewey Bunnell, Dan Peek, and Jerry Beckley, who met as sons of Air Force personnel in London. And they started performing together in the 70s and very, very famous for their folk rock sound. Of course, they had many, many hits. That was a request for Etienne Habumugisha, who listens to us in Kigali, Rwanda on 104.3 FM. So hello to Rwanda. And hello to everybody on 104.3 FM right now in Kigali. And the song we just heard is called A Horse With No Name. And, of course, America also gave us I Need You and Ventura Highway, Muskrat Love, Lonely People, Daisy Jane, Sister Goldenhair, You Can Do Magic. The list goes on and on and on and on. They've got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And one of my favorite folk rock bands from the 70s. Love listening to those guys. Thank you, Etienne, for checking us out. And also Vincent Maloba, who is in Kenya on 107.5 FM, checked in to say hello, so I say hi back to you. Dan Peek from the band America passed away in 2011. But the other guys, the other two, still perform together and tour occasionally. Now, speaking of acts from the 70s that perform and make new music, there's a band called Three Dog Night that have been around since 1967 and became huge in the 70s with an old-fashioned love song and Joy to the World, Never Been to Spain, Eli's Coming, One is a Lonely Number, The Show Must Go On, quite a few other songs from Three Dog Night. I will have an interview with one of the guys, one of the original members, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night, coming up on Border Crossings very soon. You'll get a chance to hear Chuck Negron join me here on Border Crossings, so make sure you're listening. I want to say hello to some other folks who have joined me on Border Crossings, and those are Andy Bakers, Palesa Vey, she's with us, Quessy Araguar, Hodger is tuned in, Cletus Clarks, Aki Ruani, Marie Stella Villapaz, Tewodros Ashanafi, Joshua Boy, Yebsira Solomon, Alexander Skonik. They've all checked in so far today, so thank you very much for joining us on our Facebook page. I heard from Saidu Mohammed Ali, who is listening to us, and sent a message about the president. He says, my president in Nigeria, Muhammad Buhari, from Nasarawa State, is commissioning great projects and a school for disabled children. And I want to send well wishes to our president, Muhammad Buhari, and have a safe trip back to Abuja. I also want to say hello to Naka Emanuels, who's listening to Border Crossings, Shisino Rengma. Thank you all for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I have a special request. This is from a listener in Poland. We play a lot of requests from different parts of the world where people send us music that's popular in the different parts of the world. In this instance, Agnieszka Nowak is listening to Border Crossings in Poland, and she went to the University of Warsaw. She's in the pharmaceutical industry right now, and she sent me a song, and she said, I love this song. Would you please play it for me? So, Agnieszka, we're going to play your song request. Thank you for sending it to us. This is called Lucky Twice Lucky on Border Crossings.
You can do.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Oh, oh. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. Trumpets, there you go. Remind me of a Kanye West song.
Kanye West song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on?
Turning me on.
Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Oh, oh. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And they play it for you, girl. And the trumpets, they go. Remind me of a Coldplay song.
Coldplay song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on? Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time that you get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song looking. And the trumpets, there you go. Oh, acapella on them. There you go.
Border Crossings, and a guy sold 50 million records around the world and had 2 billion views for his videos on YouTube. That's Jason Derulo. And trumpets on Border Crossings for Richard Gima. Richard Gima, who's tuned in Ghana to Border Crossings, said, I'm a first-time requester, and I'm listening to 98.1 FM here in Ghana. Jason Derulo's been around for a while. In fact, a couple of years ago, he put out his 4th album, Everything is 4. And he's been working on new music and planning a tour. And I want to say hi to Joseph Gabetti and Samira Ali from Ghana, as well as a new listener, Vince Abiku Carter, who's also in Ghana, tuned into the show. If you'd like to dial us up, our phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. Give us a call and make your requests. Coming up next, we've got one for Ivan. This is LaRue, and it's called Bulletproof, their big claim to fame. Sung by Ellie Jackson, who once joined us on Border Crossings. Bulletproof, LaRue, for all of Croatia, listening to the Voice of America.
We'll be right back. Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, what's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over something too, they didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like what you did with Rockets too, that was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan. Dear Slim, you still ain't called a row. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's f***ed up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty f***ed, man. You're like his f***ing idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though. I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your songs. So when I have a day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got help, so that helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline. The pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim. No one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too. My fans, this will be the last package I ever send you. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in a car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Slim, I drank a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? You know the song by Phil Collins in the air of the night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Phil saw it all, then at his show he found him. That's kinda how this is. You could've rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 now, I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could've been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up, I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat, I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you, cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die too. Well, gotta go, I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh, I forgot, how am I supposed to send this shit out? Pregnant now, how far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that intentionally just to diss you. But what's the you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that just clowning, dog. Come on, how the ambition. You got some issues, Dan. I think you need some counseling to help you from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's this about us meant to be together? That type of don't make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other, but maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy. I seen this one on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk, and she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was... it was you. Damn.
Border Crossings, a song called Stan by Eminem and Dido back in 2000. And that was the third song from his third album, the Marshall Mathers LP, which came out in 2000. And it's had over 4 million views on YouTube so far. Yonis in Ethiopia requested that song. And Eminem's latest album is called Revival. He's just announced some tour dates for Europe. And you might want to circle these on your calendar. June 30th in Norway, July 2nd, Sweden, 4th of July, Denmark, 6th of July, Switzerland. And then he's off to Italy, Germany, and the Netherlands. So he's got a lot of shows planned. I want to say hello to Brian Cabasso, Aditha Pratika, and Julius, who just said hi to me at facebook.com/VOA, Larry London. All right, Justin Timberlake performed halftime at the Super Bowl. Mixed reviews. Some people loved it. Some people hated it. Some people said it's underwhelming. I was just reading a whole article where it said that he didn't do anything special. He promised something special, historic, and he didn't deliver. It was just kind of a plain old Justin Timberlake show. But one thing is for sure, the ratings have come in, and it dropped 7% in viewership from last year. The overall audience, 103.4 million, down from 111 million who watched last year's halftime show. So it is now down to number 10 on the ranking of Super Bowl performances as far as audience is concerned. Here's a request from Justin Timberlake's fan, Mariam in Kuwait. And this is Can't Stop the Feeling on Border Crossings.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the light. When you dance, 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 feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, 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 come on.
Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop.
You, when you dance, 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 feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance.
can't stop the feeling.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel the good, good creeping up on you, so just dance.
Doctor calls it arthritis.
I got this feeling in my body.
I got it right over here, yeah. Left knee. That's Justin Timberlake, and thank you, Justin, for checking in from Monrovia 94.1 FM. You can tell Ray McDonald is here, and he's in a good mood, so we have chart chat for our Tuesday program on Border Crossings.
Well, I'm in a good mood because I have a spectacular single for you. I always like to lead with something really strong, and you don't get much stronger than a song that debuts at number one. It is by Drake. It's called God's Plan, and I'll break down the numbers for you after the song.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish and on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. For them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey, nice. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dawg. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan. God's plan. I can't do this on my own. Hey, nope. Someone watching it close, yep, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road. Hey, bro, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yep, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah. Yeah. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah.
Drake, God's Plan. It's the Hotshot debut on the Hot 100 at number one. You can't get any better than that. This is Drake's fourth number one single. His second as a lead artist. And that's just the beginning of the story for this week. Another Drake track, Diplomatic Immunity, debuts in seventh place. This makes Drake the first artist to debut two songs simultaneously in the top 10 twice. He first did it last April with Passion Fruit and a song called Portland featuring Quavo and Travis Scott. God's Plan also broke an on-demand streaming record with 68 million on-demand U.S. streams right out of the box. And here's a little trivia fact for you chart heads. God's Plan is the third number one single with the word God in its title. Anybody know the other two? Well, it's kind of tricky, so I'll just let you know. The other two are Mariah Carey's hit from the year 2000, Thank God I Found You, featuring Joe and 98 Degrees. And the third one, you got to go back to 1975 for Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Woo! By John Denver. Do they still play that song during the seventh inning stretch at Orioles games? Because they used to.
Probably haven't been to an Orioles game.
They used to play that song at every Baltimore Orioles baseball game. Moving on, we have a song that's knocking at the door. It's How Long by Charlie Puth. It moves from number 22 to 21. And Charlie gave a very interesting interview with Billboard magazine. You know, most interviews that pop stars give, they don't tend to reveal very much. You know, they tend to be a little mysterious about personal stuff. But Charlie lays it right on the line, and he said some very interesting things about Selena Gomez and Wiz Khalifa. And I'll catch you up after How Long. Song on VOA 1. That's How Long by Charlie Puth, moving up a slot to number 21 on the Hot 100. One more notch, and it will be Charlie's fifth top 20 hit. Now, Charlie gave a very interesting interview with Billboard magazine, and he talked about his brief time dating Selena Gomez. Y'all might remember it happened about 2 years ago in early 2016. He tells Billboard that although it was brief, the experience messed him up because apparently Selena was still pining for Justin Bieber. They had broken up the year before, and during the time she was with Charlie, she really had her eye on getting Justin back, and I think Charlie felt a little used by the whole experience. And that inspired a song called We Don't Talk Anymore, which you probably remember. And I don't think Charlie and Selena do talk anymore.
But Selena got a dog and named it Charlie.
So,
Did you know that? She got a puppy.
So what kind of message does that send?
I don't know what she's sending.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know. It's open to interpretation. I got one more story for you, and then I'll turn it back over to you, Larry. Charlie says he ate too many marijuana cookies with Wiz Khalifa. Now, he and Wiz, of course, they topped the charts with See You Again. It was a huge hit. And I guess and he and Wiz ate some pot cookies, and Charlie says it gave him a six-hour freakout, and it's just turned him off pot. Indefinitely. He says that was it.
It's a good thing he didn't try to smoke the cookies.
Yeah. Right? Well, that would have been doubly bad.
That would have been doubly bad. Chocolate-flavored pot. Well, thank you very much, Ray, for coming on with Char Chat. I appreciate you visiting us on Tuesday and keeping us in the loop. And Ray hosts the Billboard Top 20 Countdown every Thursday here on the VOA1 Radio Network. So you can check him out. And you've got a, I guess you do a popcast?
We do our popcast on Mondays. We have me and the lady DJ and Nikki Strong. And you can also check me out on Twitter at Ray on the Hits.
All right. We've got all the social media covered. It's time for our contest now here on Border Crossings. We're going to look into the stack of entries. And today, the winner, who receives, incidentally, the Now 65 CD, in case you were wondering.
They just keep coming out.
They just keep coming out, one after another.
Pop, pop, pop.
Now 65 CD is going to Palesave Lesenyamotse, and she's in Botswana. Hey! All right, Palesave, congratulations to you. You are the winner today, and the CD is on its way to you in Botswana, and I thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We will be back in 23 hours with a live hour of requests and dedications. And the rebroadcast of this show is at 2200 Universal every day. So thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks again to Ray. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our director. I'm Larry London, and we'll be back with you tomorrow right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.